Eric Olson doesn't just teach permaculture on his five-acre farm south of Sebastopol. He lives it.
As you drive in, the first thing you'll see is the cut flower garden on the right that's bordering the road. The sunflowers are just coming in now. You go right past our half-acre strawberry farm, and then we have a market building. This is our farm store and an outdoor classroom. You'll see the vegetable farm sprawling behind the outdoor classroom. The back 2 acres is broken up into 4 pastures, and that's where we have our sheep, alpaca, and llamas. We also have 150 pasture-raised chickens.
The farm, now called the Permaculture Skills Center, hosted its public opening over the weekend. Permaculture is a word used to describe a system of design and agricultural techniques that emphasize sustainability and self-sufficiency. Penny Livingston Stark, a permaculture instructor from Bolinas, was among the speakers at the event.
It's about food, it's about medicine, but it's also about connection to the earth and connection to what you put in your body and what heals you and what feeds you physically, spiritually, mentally.
Craig Litwin, the center's board president, says their programs emphasize agricultural regeneration as a counter to modern agricultural techniques that can poison or strip nutrients from the land.
Regenerative agriculture is not just about the model of creating the food, but it's about regenerating the economy, creating skills, and regenerating our culture and teaching the youth how to do these things. So we continue to have the wonderful relationship that we've had as an agrarian society with the land for 10,000 years.
Beginning next year, the center will offer 2 vocational training programs specifically designed to give graduates marketable skills, like how to install an irrigation system or how to manage a nursery. And, Olson notes, the hands-on training benefits more than the students.
We don't want to give people just the physical skills of managing the land and or doing ecological landscaping or farming, but we want to give them the social and business skills at the same time. That way, people will leave our farmer training program actually knowing how to run a business, how to create business plans, how to market, how to set up a CSA. The goal is to create some local economic opportunities for people through job training, through ag-related microenterprise production. And as we develop these economic models and these educational models, at the same time, we're catching and storing water in the landscape. We're building topsoil. We're increasing habitat for wildlife. So the ecological services of the environment are being regenerated, while at the same time, the human needs of having a well-paying job and or community are also being met in this model.
So while the word permaculture may still be unfamiliar to many, Olson believes there's nothing better than a living demonstration to change that.
It actually offers solutions to a lot of today's large crises: energy, peak oil, climate change. Permaculture design strategies and techniques actually touch on a lot of the issues that we face today.
I'm Kelly Ryan for KRCB's North Bay Report.